Residents of Hong Kong today learned of 5 new deaths attributed to severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS. That brings the total in the former British colony to 99. A senior government official told reporters today that Hong Kong will soon announce an emergency economic package to bring relief to businesses hardest hit by the SARS outbreak. David Legu writes for the Far Eastern Economic Review in Hong Kong. He says that, in particular, travel and retail are suffering.
Airlines are feeling the pain most. A large number of flights have been cancelled through the airport. Most regional airlines have cut the number of services operating through Hong Kong. Retail trade is probably down by at least 50%. Some five-star hotels here in Hong Kong, which of course are a backbone of the economy, are reporting occupancy rates as low as 5 or 7%.
5 or 7%?
Yeah.
And 50% overall in retail sales, you said, down from the same time last year.
That's right. That's the figures I've seen, yes.
How does that impact on someone who lives there?
Well, I guess the major impression I get, Melissa, is that Hong Kong appears to be a much more sedate and quieter place than it normally is. Most people would know that Hong Kong, the pace of life in Hong Kong is fairly frenetic, but to walk around the streets in Hong Kong these days is to see a totally different city. Restaurants are relatively empty. Crowded, you know, once crowded shopping malls are much less populated. The people that you do see on streets are predominantly wearing masks. Many of the population avoid public transport, the subway, buses, minibuses. They're all carrying much fewer passengers than they normally would. Theatres are reporting very, very slow business. The pubs and bars are extremely quiet. It's as though the disease has sucked the life out of Hong Kong.
And it sounds as if this is widespread throughout the territory, not just, say, localized around an apartment complex where there's been an outbreak.
It's pretty much everywhere. I mean, one of the interesting things is that supermarkets appear to be doing a booming business here in Hong Kong. Normally, people here eat out, but it's been quite noticeable since the SARS crisis deepened that many people are cooking at home, and I guess that explains the tremendous business that supermarkets and produce markets seem to be doing.
People going out, getting food, bringing it back, but not wanting to be in a public place for too long.
Correct.
In the tourist sector, since, say, hotel occupancy rates are down so low, is it the kind of thing where prices are coming down, where there are actually good deals to be had if anybody wants to come to Hong Kong?
Undoubtedly. The problem is that nobody wants to come. You know, friends, visitors that would normally pass through were all ringing and saying, you know, that probably not a good time to travel. The impact on Hong Kong has been profound. I mean, even if there were tremendous deals on offer, I don't know that that would be enough to entice sufficient visitors to compensate for the lack of arrivals so far. I suspect that will persist for some time, too.
One bright note in all of this gloom is that apparently schools that have been shut down for 3 weeks are at least partly open again. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I guess this is widely anticipated in Hong Kong because the schools have been closed for a number of weeks and it was beginning to become a serious disruption to the education system with hundreds of thousands of children at home with parents missing valuable weeks of education.
David, with some students now back in school, is there any sense that things are returning to normal or do things seem as bad there as they have been?
With children going back to school, or students going back to school, there is some sense that perhaps the worst is past, but I think people are generally being very cautious. There are still reports of significant numbers of people being infected with the virus, and the death toll is still high enough to alarm many Hong Kong people. So I don't think Hong Kong is out of the woods yet.
David Legu, thank you very much for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
Speaking with us from Hong Kong, David Legu, a reporter for the Far Eastern Economic Review.